Oklahoma police and medical marijuana supporters are arguing over State Question 788, a question on Tuesday's primary election ballot that could legalize medical marijuana. Advocates say marijuana can be powerful medicine, but State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports police are worried legalization will threaten public safety.
Nearly 20 years of chronic pain hasn't killed David Rowden's sense of humor.
Is this your family right here?
That's my son and I in front of Mount St. Helens when I lived in Washington. And no, that's Willie Nelson.
The white-haired 62-year-old Army veteran eases himself into an armchair, sets his beer glass on a side table, and describes the freak workplace accident that causes his pain. He was working in a state prison.
A bookshelf loaded with big, thick three-ring binders fell on my head. It knocked my head over to one side.
Rowden had surgery to fuse three of his vertebrae, but the pain kept coming back. His doctor gave him opioid painkillers to cope. Rowden is still using them for his neck. He also has pain in his lower back. Rowden would rather use medical marijuana for the pain. He says when he lived in Washington State, his doctor recommended marijuana, and the drug helped him cut his opioid use in half. That's why Rowden is a vocal supporter of State Question 788, a ballot measure that would legalize the licensed cultivation, use, and possession of medical marijuana. A yes vote allows doctors to sign a form recommending a patient for a medical marijuana license. Patients would send the signed form and a fee to officials at the State Department of Health to get the two-year license. Polls suggest most Oklahoma voters support medical marijuana, but 788 faces vocal opposition. Statewide organizations representing doctors, pharmacists, sheriffs, and district attorneys are campaigning aggressively and urging Oklahomans to vote no to block the medical marijuana measure. Several sheriffs have argued the ballot language would make it possible for almost anyone to get a medical marijuana card. They say the vote could mean more impaired drivers, an increasing crime, and higher rates of drug abuse.
Edibles would be allowed in Oklahoma.
That's Mark Woodward, a spokesperson with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs. That agency is one of several working with the State Department of Health to draft rules in case voters legalize medical marijuana next week. For example, he says other states have enacted rules to make sure edible marijuana products are less attractive to kids. Woodward says criminals have tried to camouflage their illegal businesses by hiding behind the legal marijuana industry in some states that allow medical marijuana. Law enforcement agencies are suggesting ways to stop that from happening here, like rules setting up a marijuana sales database and regulations requiring all marijuana be grown indoors.
The batches, every plant is tagged with a batch number like they do in other states with security.
Law enforcement are especially worried medical marijuana will mean an increase in car accidents and traffic deaths. To back up those concerns, Woodward cites a report by a federally funded law enforcement agency that investigates drug trafficking. That report suggests fatal accidents spiked in Colorado after medical marijuana was legalized.
It covers everything from DUIs, ER visits.
The report has been heavily criticized by marijuana legalization advocates and outside researchers. Officials from the Colorado Department of Transportation won't comment on the accuracy of that report, but their two agencies count marijuana-involved traffic fatalities differently. The Transportation Department's figures are lower than those reported by the Drug Trafficking Agency. Officials with Colorado's Highway Patrol don't know how legalizing medical marijuana affected DUIs because they didn't count those DUIs separately from ones caused by alcohol and other drugs until 2014.
And that's me when I was 20 years old.
David Rowden, who now works as a tax preparer, says public safety is important to him. His dad was a highway patrol trooper. He was a soldier and a corrections officer, but he just doesn't see the danger.
People are smoking pot every day.
Mark Woodward and police officers around the state say the safety concerns are real. If State Question 788 passes, they say it is critical the health department and the legislature write strong rules to protect the public and the new industry the ballot measure would create. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.